So here, in this verse, Maharaj spoke, word again came Kevalya, the same word which we were discussing in another verse, 12, 13, 12. But here he says, Krishna bestows Kevalya to everybody. Kevalya meaning prema. To whom? Not to everybody. To whom? Only those who are qualified candidates. But he also gives Kevalya to others. That is moksha. To Kevalya. And Shishupal apparently created that he got Kevalya, that is moksha, liberation, but he did not got that liberation. He got Sarukya. He was situated back in his constitutional position as Jaya and Vijaya. But nobody could understand except Narada, Vyasa, Yudhishthira, or those who are themselves situated in their constitutional position. Except those, nobody could understand that. How it happened and when it happened. Krishna is not envious of everybody, of anybody. He's not envious at all. Just like sun. Sun is equal to everybody. Even living things, non-living things, whatever it is, it's equal to everybody. But there is one bird, an owl. He always keeps his eyes closed. So if he keeps his eyes closed, then he cannot blame on sun that is not giving light to him. Or if you put yourself in a closed room and close the doors and shut the windows and everything out and you're in dark room, so it's not to be blamed. I mean, the sun is not to be blamed that you're in darkness. It's our fault. So, similarly, Krishna is also merciful to everybody, but it's only on the part of conditioned soul, or we accept his mercy, or we don't accept his mercy, like that. Tasmat vairagyen bandhen. So in this verse it said that one may absorb his mind, completely absorb his mind in Krishna by means of bhakti, by means of bhaya, by means of sneha, by means of shatruta, by means of kama. Avishta. Avishta means being completely absorbed. So, if we have this absorption in our bhajan, then only we can be successful in our bhajan. Unless this absorption is there, no success will come. What is this absorption? How we can understand? So, I give a nice example. We're all sitting now, and I say, here's a snake. And then everybody, immediately everybody's consciousness will turn to that snake, and wherever it will go, everybody will be the snake and want to get out of that place where snake is going. Completely scared, panic, and all the hair standing on the end. This is called absorption. This absorption is required for our bhajan. 24 hours, continuous absorption. Then our bhajan will become successful. By any means we should absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness. Whatever condition, whatever favorable circumstance helps us to absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness, that we should take it immediately and we should apply that to our life. Generally speaking, where, that is jealousy, bhai, fearness, and shatruta, enmity, are unfavorable for devotion. They are not favorable for devotion or devotional service. In this verse also, bhakti has been referred. So Maharaj is saying which bhakti has been referred here. Because they said that just like you can engage your mind by means of enmity, by means of fear, and by means of jealousy, you can absorb your mind as quickly, you cannot do with bhakti. So, to absorb your mind is more easier by means of fearness, by means of enmity, and by means of jealousy, generally speaking. So, the comparison here, bhakti which has been compared with these three things, what bhakti is this? This is Vedi bhakti, is this bhakti, not Raghunuga bhakti. And Vedi bhakti of what standard? Of offensive, anarthagrasa. When we have so much of offenses and anarthas, that very bhakti, not any other. Because Raganuga bhakti starts off with ruchi. There is no platform as nishta and all that. It starts from ruchi and bounces atakti, bhav, etc. like that. That is why I said that it is very rare, durlabh, very, very rare. Only if somebody gets causeless mercy from Guru and Vaishnavas, he may get it. There is no other way. Shishupal, when he took birth, he had four hands. And a voice came from the sky that anybody whom you see and by his justice, as Apanaji sees you and your two hands cut off, disappear, take it for granted, that person will kill you, or that person will be your death, like that. So, as soon as Shishupal, his mother first prayed to Krishna when he was young, so Krishna came to that assembly and Krishna, as soon as Krishna saw Shishupal, Shishupal's two hands disappeared. So Shishupal's mother, she requested Krishna not to kill Shishupal. He said, no, I have no point in killing Shishupal, I don't have any enmity with Shishupal. But she said, no, it has been said, voice came from the sky, that whosoever sees him and by his seeing his two hands disappear, this person will kill Shishupal. So it has happened, by your vision Shishupal's two hands have disappeared. So I request you not to kill him. He says, okay, I can't say that I will not kill him, but at the most I can forgive his 100 offenses. And after that I will consider. So she says, okay, he will not commit 100 offenses to you. I will tell him not to do that. So in the meantime, when Shishupal, he grows up, and as soon as his consciousness little bit grows and he starts understanding what is death and what is birth and what is old age and disease, and he hears Krishna is going to kill him. So he is completely in absorbed in Krishna. He is going to be my cause of death, so I should kill him before he kills me. So he completely gets absorbed in that. This is called absorption in enemy. But there was one quality in his enemy. There was one quality. What was the quality? He was not committing any offenses to Vaishnavas. And he was not doing any anarthas. That was the right. That is why his absorption was so powerful that he got the mercy from Krishna. He again gave example of Ajamila story which he quoted in the morning. As we saw in the life of Ajamila, although he was taking names of Narayan, but he was also committing abominable activities. So Maharaj here wanted to point out, what is this where we should understand? Means, what is this enemiosity we should understand? He says different. There's difference. There are two ways to understand a thing. One is on transcendental platform, that is paramarthic, and one is lokic, mundane. Two visions, mundane vision and a transcendental vision. So Ajamila, whatever abominable activities he did, they were mundane abominable activities. They were not transcendental bad activities. There's no such thing as bad activities in transcendental platform. So Ajamila's all activities were abominable in the mundane sense. Similarly, if we don't commit any offense with animosity or jealousy or enviousness in the transcendental platform or things which are transcendental, like Harinam, Vaishnavas, Gurus, Dham, etc., etc., all these things, if we don't commit offense to them with animosity, then what is this? Then we get the mercy. But if we commit offenses to these things, then it becomes offense. Otherwise, generally, our bad habits, which we do wrong things, that are not counted, that are uncountable, because they are mundane in nature, because we have the habit to do, so there's difference. But we should be careful, because if purposefully we do, purposefully, means if, for example, there's Vaishnava A and there's Vaishnava B, and this Vaishnava B is somehow or another develops some animosity with Vaishnava A and is criticizing him in the meantime. Vaishnava C comes and he starts talking with Vaishnava C about Vaishnava A, and the Vaishnava C, he just starts hearing, or he says, yes, he is like that. Yes, or if he just hears him, so then this Vaishnava C is completely involved and he will be gone. So we should avoid this. Not even silently hearing the criticism of any Vaishnavas. This has also been prohibited, because they are all Vishnu Jan, Aprakrit Tattva. they are transcendental, or they are related to the transcendental things, or to the transcendence. What to say of beating a Vaishnava? If hearing is like that, what to say of beating a Vaishnava? Or what to say of making any plans or controversies to involve them, all the things. This will uproot your bhakti, completely uproot, like a mad elephant. So if our absorption is devoid of this, is devoid of this aparad, then definitely our bhajan will become successful. Generally, it's said that if Vaishnavas are coming and we don't respect them, we see a Vaishnava and then we don't respect, then it is offense. It means you don't have any animosity, but just because you are careless or just because you are so ignorant, this is offense. Or if he's going and you don't see him off, and if you can help him out and you're not helping him out, all these are offenses. He gives a nice example of absorption. There is one insect, sort of spider. You understand spider? Sort of spider. So this spider, there are two kind of spiders, he's saying. One who drinks oil, some kind of oil, and he dwells on this oil. That is its food. And there's another kind of spider, he just takes birth wherever this some water is collected, dirty water, he will take birth there and it grows there. So this spider which takes birth on this dirty water is smaller in size. And there is one another insect of the same kingdom. It is bigger in size to that spider. Now what this spider does, he somehow or another traps that bigger insect of his own kingdom and catches him and gets him in his own house where he stays, and in that house he feared make him scares him, gives him so much fearful gestures and like that. And this big insect of the same kingdom, and he gets me, oh, he's going to kill me now. He's unable to kill him because he's smaller in size, but he makes him fearful. And this bigger insect, he gets scared from this smaller one. And as a result, after a few days, what happens? Then this bigger insect transforms into this same shape and same body of this small spider. So this is because of his complete absorption in that spider, because he's going to kill me.
Which kind is that? The one that takes birth in oil?
When it takes birth in the dirty water.
In the dirty water.
So, like that, it happens. So he says, similarly, if the loin is powerful, he can overcome a big elephant. The elephant is so big in size, but still, loins, they are quite capable to overcome the elephant. Similarly, the spider, he plays the same trick and shows him fear, and this big insect completely transforms into the same spider as he says, in a few days' time, it happens. So similarly, he says, we should not doubt or feel that this Harikatha is imagination, that thinking or absorbing our mind in Harikatha is imagination. No. What happened to Bharat Maharaj? He was absorbed in Hirins in the form of a deer. And what happened? He turned, transformed in the form of a deer. So from man to deer, if possible, what to say of this insect? So take it for granted. Everything will be calculated at the time when you pass your last breath. And that time it will be counted. Whatever absorption you have in your mind and heart, that's what you're going to get. What is this Ashtakaliya Leela Seva? What is this? In this example of the first chapter of Jaiva Dharma, where this train was Dabaji morning time, and he's chanting Harinam and Shri coming out of his eyes and meditating in the Nishanta Leela, and he's saying, Oh, Raman Manjari, take care of this tree monkey, Kakti, named Kakti. She's disturbing Radha Madhav, Radha Govinda, and they are sleeping and they want to wake up and making noise, just make a keep quiet like that. So, in the outer vision or what we see, there is Kakti, there is Raman Manjari, where is Nishanta, there is nothing. But his vision is completely absorbed in the morning time. and he's chanting japa and he's crying for the explanation. This is absorption. Mahaprabhuji was always absorbed like this. Think, I am Srimati Radhika, and in this mood is completely absorbed all the time. Unless we have absorption, bhakti is very durable, very weak. You cannot get any access to Prajapati things by any means. The absorption which we want here starts off from ruchi, and this absorption comes after we have greed for bhakti. Then this absorption will manifest in your heart. Because then you will not have any time for doing offenses. You don't have any time. You are completely absorbed over what is doing, what is doing. You don't know anything because you are completely absorbed in your bhajan, so no time for doing offenses. No question of anarthas. And Vaishnavas who are of this standard, like Mahaprabhu, he himself said everybody should chant 1 lakh names. What about him? Was he supposed to chant 1 lakh? He will chant 2 lakh, 10 lakh, 20 lakh. What about Rupa Goswami? He composes so many rules and regulations. What about them? They are above rules and regulations. So if you are of that platform and your absorption is of that standard, then there's no rules and regulations which can bound you. 24 hours you are state of mind. So unless we are on the platform of bhava like that, we should strictly follow rules and regulations to come up to that standard. And we should hear Hari Katha from such people like Nara and this Yudhishthira conversation. Of course, the listeners here are not Yudhishthira, the speakers here are not Nara. But still, we saw Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, when he started the movement and he was speaking Hari Katha for everybody, even if any boy, lame, somebody, anybody would come and start speaking Hari Katha, and then time for Arati, and this Brahmachari was ringing the bell and they saying, oh, take this personality, he's taking the time of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would just become furious on this Brahmachari. So this is absorption. We saw Gurudev, our Gurudev is also absorbed. So hearing Hari Katha from these people will always benefit us. Now he said that Prahlad Maharaj is not an ordinary person, means is not an ordinary devotee, as sometimes we see in his case. He had tinge of all the rasas, shant, vatsalya, sakya, madhu, even madhu also, he had some tinge of that fragrance was there also. Why? Why was that? Because from whom he heard Hari Katha? He heard from Naraji. And Naraji, who is Naraji? Such an exotic personality. He has access to so many places. So, of course, Naraji is very careful in seeing the qualification and adhikar, but still, he can't resist himself by giving tinge of that Madhur Bhak in the Hari Katha. So this is also there in Prahlad Maharaj also. Maharaj is speaking from there only, so they must trust the evidence. Maharaj is not conscious. So, if that spider and this moth, this mundane, this material spiders with each other, they can change their form and transform into another spider. What to say of when you want to absorb yourself in bhakti and your guruji of such a standard, it will not happen. It will definitely happen. That is why Ashtakali Leela Seva has been advised that and prescribed in our Granth, but for qualified souls. Not true. If you can really absorb your money. Now at the moment we should be absorbed in doing Harinam. Absorbed in hearing. Not just hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I have to do Putin Hare Krishna. Oh, I have to do Devi Mohini Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not absorption. Then he came to Kaam. What is Kaam? Means lust. What is lust? He says, by seeing beautiful form, when you completely become a dog, that is lust. So this lust...
become what?
A dog. When you become a dog by seeing a beautiful form, and you forget about everything else, and you don't see what is good, what is bad, what is right, what a place it is, and everything, then it is lust. So it's such a degraded thing. But even lust applied to the glorious feet of Krishna, will take you to the highest extreme points of devotion. He said, lust is not ordinary thing. Shivaji, Narad, Vishwamitra, they could not control themselves. So, lust is really condemned. But they said, still, if you apply that to Krishna, it will definitely give you good results. Even he spoke one verse from Ramacharitmanas, Ramayana, I forget the chupai, but it said there, Tulsidas is praying that I may have same mood as this lusty person have for a woman, I may have the same absorption, because he's completely, 24 hours he's thinking of that. So that absorption I want in lotus feet of Krishna. Even Mahaprabhu said that also, and he spoke of that lady who is married, but as a connection with another person, and she's doing all the activities of her house so expertly, so nicely, neat and clean, nobody doubts, but she says time and those means that needs to his, to her lover. That is of me not. That is what is Parakya Bhav in the absolute platform or in the whole of Vrindavan. So even criticism means Ninda. Criticizing is also of two types. Out of enviousness and out of love. So both will give you two different results. Out of enviousness will burn you completely off from devotional track. And out of Preeti, like Gopis, calling Krishna, he called she, either is that and thief and etc. So many things that you all know. Like that. It's a few different things. So if we have absorption by any means, either fearness, sneha means affection, bhai means fearfulness, all this means if we are having absorption, then definitely, if it's like devoid of all these previous things which we prohibited, if devoid of all the prohibited things and other things, then definitely we'll get results in transcendental matters. Now here Narad Muni gave example, he quoted the example of gopis to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although this example doesn't fit there, but just a general topic, this is a very general topic, and he cited the example of gopis, that if gopis, they applied their lust for Krishna and they got Krishna and their absorption was so successful that Krishna reciprocated with them, then what to say of any other thing? So he said, of course, the lust of gopis is not lust, it is called love, it's a pure love. But it's just talking here, because Yudhishthira Maharaj is acting here that he doesn't understand anything, so Narada Muni is saying to him like that. So what to say of any other means? Because lust compared to enviosity is more degraded. Being envious and being lusty is two different platforms. Lust is more degraded. So here in this verse, the six different means are said of absorbing mind. We take out of that two, kama and sneha, which we can apply in our praja bhakti. Which sneha? Sambandh yukta sneha. Sambandh yukta sneha means affection out of relation. Because we cannot apply enviosity in devotional service, because this is not favorable. This is completely unfavorable, because enviosity is to kill Krishna, so it is not favorable for devotion, so we left it, we leave it. And also we leave fear, right? Because there is no question of fearing fear from Krishna, so we leave the fear also out of it. So now what left is sambandhatmika and kamatmika, two left here. So out of this also, sambandhatmika is said, we should have relation with Krishna as Lokik Sat Bandhuva. Lokik Sat Bandhuva means having relation just like with our relatives and friends like that. That's called Lokik Sat Bandhuva. We should have that. Just like Krishna has with cowherd boys, they get on his shoulders, he gets on their shoulders and they snatch from his mouth and from their mouth like that. What to say of gopis, how he would be doing with gopis. Even something said that if gopis are eating and then he takes out from their mouth like that, or since he's cooking. And then, but this sneha also will leave here. The sneha which is mentioned in this verse will leave. because this sneha is a sort of mundane. It's not that sneha which comes after prema, man, pranaya, not that sneha. And sneha up to the level of Pandavas is mixed with opulence, Aishwarya. So we need that also. We don't take that sneha also. So what left is purely sambandhatmika and kamatmika. And out of that, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, all of them have sambandhatmika for Krishna, because Yashoda gave birth to Krishna, so she has a relation, and as a result of this relation, she has affection for Krishna, mamta, attachment for Krishna. This is what is required. In the stage of bhava, we manifest mamta to some degree. Mamta means affection, attachment to some degree, but not to the fullest extent. We only have this on the level of prema. But at this place, we have to see if we have it for Gurudev or we don't. If we have affection and attachment for Gurudev, then we can progress in our bhajan. But actual reality is we don't have affection and attachment for Gurudev. That's why our bhajan is stand still. It's like standby. It's not progressing at all. And this is the only obstacle in our progress. How we should have this affection for Gurudev? We should have our life in our hands. And then having life in our hands, we should serve Guru. Understand this phrase?
Mm-hmm.
Having life in our hands and then serving the Guru. And Kamatmika also is of three different standards. Sadharani, Samanjasa and Smartha of Khubja and queens of Dwarka and Vrajagopis respectively. And also even this Smartha is of so much standards are there. And the best is Srimati Radhika. She has Madhuryamai Mamta for Krishna, which is unparalleled. So this is why we are being advised in the beginning of our bhajan. Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami are advising us right here when we are starting that what kind of affection or attachment we should aspire for Krishna. We have been taught here, he is inviting us, it should be kamatmika, like the gopis have. Just like Mahaprabhu, he spoke about all rasa, vatsalya, this and that, but what does his, in which rasa he was situated? Or Rupa Goswami spoke, but in what rasa he was? He was in kamatmika, and that also tat tat bhavichami means that always being placed in the union of Srimati Radhika and Krishna and always arranging for their meeting. So service to both. This is what their mood was. So here in this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, all these things mentioned up to this level in sutra form. Sutra means capsule form, the capsule is mentioned here. So Prahlad Maharaj also had some affectionate attachment of Krishna, and also because he had Krishna reciprocated, and Krishna also had this for Prahlad Maharaj. And we see that this is how he was so powerful that he injected that in all the children and all the top class fellows, and they all become another Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj also had some affection and attachment for Krishna. So that is why Krishna also has some attachment and affection for Prahlad Maharaj. And this mamta or this affection was the power of Prahlad Maharaj, which he injected in all the class fellows, and they also became another Prahlad Maharaj. Radhe Radhe. So that is why we are advised that we should have anushilan, means practice in absorption. Our practice should be in complete absorption, not wasting time. We have come here and we are thinking, oh, I'm getting my meals properly on time, I'm getting my clothes on time, and I'm having proper shelter, and also I'm getting some respect as whatever extent I want, so I'm completely satisfied. So there's no absorption in bhajan. No. We have to dive deep into the literatures of Goswami. We have to dive deep in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have to dive deep in the Goswami Granthas, Srimad Bhagavatam and all that, and we have to understand these things. Then this absorption will bring some. That means practice in absorption. This is what it said. Avesh se anushilan. If this is not there, no use. It's just wasting time because time is passing. My coat of prestige, my coat of food, my coat of shelter is being filled. It's no problem. Even in this manner and in this manner. So he gives third example. And third example he gives of a wife or a husband or a lover and a beloved. So if the husband is gone out, so wife is waiting. It is gone, probably gone abroad for a few months. She is completely meditating on her husband and just thinking when he's going to come, and every day her photo, his photo, everything like that, taking it. And when he comes, she's not going to take her demands in front of him first, but she will call him and give him a good afternoon to say, give him good cold water, fan him, service, so much service to him. And then if she is really very good wife, she will not care even for anything for her husband. She will completely just look for the satisfaction of the husband. And this service and this mood has been what we wanted. So he prayed that I may have this kind of love or mamta or priti or faith or affection, attachment for the Lord as this beloved has for her lover. And he says here, in this example, we get some fragrance of Gopi Bhava, because this is the attitude of Gopi. So this upakhyan, this story of Vritasura, starts from here, Bhakti Yoga, the real Bhakti Yoga, the cream, because now 10th canto is about to come, starts from here, the whole thing, the fragrance has started coming here now. So this is what is inspired by the devotees. Some people, how to become dasas and dasas, they are trying to please the guru. So, and they are doing different, they're bringing apples to him, or they are saying that some are near guru, that if he gets pleases, all his money in his pocket will come in my pocket, and like that. And different kind of people are there, and they're trying to please the guru. But how guru will get pleased? When we get the inner moods of the guru, what is in his heart? Who is worshipping him? Whom he is worshipping? If we worship his worshipable deity with same intensity and feelings and surrender as he's doing, then he will be more pleased. And also we get teaching from him, we ask him, we inquire from him how we can serve him in a better way. This way he will get more pleased. Guru will get more pleased. And we may leave so many things and come in the shelter of Guru. It's very difficult to give a woman or a man to give him to him. So, but have you left the attachment for the woman and the man? Okay, if you have even left that also. But what about this body? So most of the people come and then they become lazy. And they are always trying to feed the body and all that, and they forget to lose him and all that. If you tell them now it's time, so much festival is there, so I should go and wash some utensils. My got cold and I've got this and that, and I can't do it. So like this, they try to go. What's the use of this body? When it burns, burn into ashes after that. They're not going to take this body. So this body, if doesn't get used in the service of Guru and Vaishnava, what's the use of this body? Because he is praying, I may be able to become Dasana Das by Tan Man Vajan, by body mind, not just by mind and words, body mind and words. So we should dedicate our body, mind and words to the service of Guru and Vaishnava. Then you may say, oh, we don't find such Vaishnavas. But you can't say that we don't find such Vaishnavas, because such Vaishnavas are not there. This earth planet cannot stay anymore in this position. So there are some Vaishnavas who are there, who are that much qualified. And Krishna will provide you. And Krishna is providing, so you should serve him. So he's again praying that, why I want the association of these devotees? Because these devotees are so expert, and Harikatha emanating from their mouth is so powerful, and it's just like the edge of a sword. It will cut our attachment from all the material objects, and it will transfer it into the lotus feet of Krishna. So Guru and Vaishnavas are like surgeons, they are doctors, they are experts. It's like in the heart surgery, they put on this organ and put it there and this vessel there. Like that Guru Vaishnava, they are very expert. They will cut off your attachment from material objects and they will transfer it in the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why I want the association of this powerful devotees. And I may serve them. First, I may develop my mamta, my attachment for these devotees. And then, gradually, they will transfer it to Krishna. This is the way. So we should be very enthusiastic, we should be very faithful in serving the instructions, different instructions, the five different instructions of Rupa Goswami, hearing Bhagavad Katha, all the things. Because Hari Katha we should feel that it is Krishna himself. It's non-different from Krishna. How? Krishna is disguised in the form of Hari Katha, in his coming view. So be very cautious and enthusiastic to hear Hari Katha. And I advise to everybody, not me, Maharaj, advise to everybody, everybody becomes dedicated, determined, and Hare Krishna.